here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 22nd of August, 2010. It's the birthday of the writer Annie Proulx in Norwich, Connecticut, 1935. Edna Annie Proulx, her father, French-Canadian, worked at a textile mill. Her mother was a painter. It was her mother, Proulx said, who taught her how to observe everything. Annie Proulx went to college. She dropped out. She went back. She got a master's, dropped out of her Ph.D. program, got married and divorced three times. She had four children, worked as a waitress, and then in the post office she wrote magazine articles about all kinds of things, made her living by writing, supporting herself, three sons, lived in remote places for a while, lived in a shack in northern Vermont, where she foraged and hunted and fished, which, she said, makes you very alert and aware of everything around you. She said, I can do these little chores, getting in my wood or planting in the garden, and feel quite enriched. She wrote a few short stories, finally collected them in a book called Heart Songs, 1988. Her editor suggested that she might be good at writing a novel. Proulx said she had no idea how to do that. But once it was suggested to her by an editor, she said, I sat down, and within a half hour, the whole of Postcards was in my head. That was her first novel. It came out in 1992. It got great reviews. And 1 year later, she published The Shipping News, set in Newfoundland, won the National Book Award, the Pulitzer Prize. The year after that, she moved to Wyoming. And in 1999, she published Close Range, Wyoming Stories, including the story Brokeback Mountain, made into a big movie in 2005. Most recent book is Fine, Just the Way It Is, another set of stories set in Wyoming. It's the birthday of the cartoonist George Harriman, born in New Orleans, 1880, who created the Crazy Cat comic strip. Ran for 31 years in the Hearst newspapers. The cat, named Crazy, in love with the mouse, Ignatz Mouse, who throws bricks at Crazy Cat, which Crazy Cat interprets as a sign of affection. And the police dog offers a bull pup, also in love with Crazy Cat, always throwing Ignatz Mouse into jail. Hemingway and Fitzgerald were big fans of Crazy Cat. So was Picasso and E.E. Cummings, T.S. Eliot, Jack Kerouac, and Charles Schulz. And it's the birthday of the woman who said, people are more fun than anybody. She also said, I don't care what is written about me so long as it isn't true. Dorothy Parker, born Dorothy Rothschild in West End, New Jersey, 1893. Here's a poem for today, Percy Bysshe Shelley's Protest Against Marriage, The Dreariest Journey. I never was attached to that great sect whose doctrine is that each one should select out of the crowd a mistress or a friend, and all the rest, though fair and wise, commend to cold oblivion. Though it is the code of modern morals and the beaten road which those poor slaves with weary footsteps tread, by the broad highway of the world. And so, with one chained friend, perhaps a jealous foe, the dreariest and the longest journey go. Shelley's poem, The Dreariest Journey. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.